We have the director of football operations of the Pittsburgh Steelers on the phone with us. I like to call him the architect, Kevin Colbert, and we're going to bring him right up to the forefront because I know a lot of people want to hear from him. Kevin, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Benny, what's going on? I liked where Brian was going. You should let him go.
Well, I can put you on with him if you guys want to chat. is there this? I mean, let's take his questioning for a second. You're the director of football operations. I mean, does it matter to you if one guy is saying that Ben shouldn't go to the Hall of Fame and this guy's saying that? And does it really, when it ultimately comes down to it, in your position, does it even matter at all?
No, not really. It's fun to see the fans debate and the media debate, and that's what makes it exciting for our fans, and that's good. That's a good thing, and it's healthy, and it really, we all have our wants and wishes, but I think the players on both teams will decide the outcome on the field.
This has to be a great sense of accomplishment for you to be sitting here, on this day, looking at this team going to the Super Bowl. I mean, I remember sitting back in camp, Cookie and I and you sitting down at the table, and nobody was giving you much of a shot at anything here, and I don't know if you even knew exactly what you had on your hands, did you?
No, we never really do. You enter any given season. They're all going to be different. They're all going to have twists and turns. We knew we were going to be, up against some obstacles without having been the first four games. And, once we got into that, the regular season and came through the other end of that okay, then you started to feel like you had a chance. And fortunately, our successes during the season continued to get us to this point. But, it's obviously the job is not complete, and we have a huge task in front of us. And quite honestly, I think we're ready to get to that challenge and see how it comes out.
Kevin, a lot of your guys have rallied around Flozell Adams down here. I thought he was such a huge part of your team this year, stepping in for Willie Colon. You told us at camp he was going to be a key guy for you. Can you just go through how you were able to lure him here? I guess he had other options.
Yeah, Ron, you know what? He did have other options, and you never know what those are. That's between the agent and the player, and they may express those to you. They may not, but it's neither here nor there. We thought we could present him, an opportunity to play, an opportunity to have a chance to win. And fortunately for us, Flozell accepted it, and, he's done great. I can't say enough about what he was willing to do as a five-time Pro Bowl left tackle to make a switch to the right side. And I can't say enough about what Sean Coogler has done, not only with Flozell in helping him with that transition, but with the rest of our offensive line. Because, it's well documented that, we've had some injury issues up there, and we continue to. And Sean and his linemen have done a remarkable job of helping us get to where we are.
Steelers Director of Football Operations Kevin Colbert with us here on the Rivertown Hotline on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. What was the biggest obstacle this year? I mean, there were so many things that happened along the way, calls, referees, fines, just many different things. You had to change your kicker in midstream. I mean, what to you was the toughest thing you had to deal with going through this entire year?
I just think the totality of everything, Vinny. Again, we knew going into the season we were going to be without Ben for, a minimum. At that point, it was supposed to be six. It got reduced to four. But you knew you were going to have a period of time where you were going to be without your franchise quarterback, and that made it. It was, that was a little overwhelming, quite honestly. And like I said, the guys rallied and came through it. As the season unfolds, you're going to get your fines. You're going to get some controversies with that. You're going to get the injuries. And it just seemed like Coach Tomlin was able to keep this team on task and keep them focused to get us to this point. So, those things, they just happen as the season goes on. And you just try to adjust and you try to make decisions that, just the hopefully what are going to be the best decisions for your team. And it may be switching players out, dealing with injuries, dealing with fines, whatever. You just got to be able to, make your decisions, move on, and hope they work.
Kevin, what is it about you and your scouting staff and wide receivers? You were able to get Mike Wallace in the third round last year. You draft Emmanuel Sanders in the third round this year, Antonio Brown in the sixth round. I don't know that you're here without the contributions of those young guys. Can you just talk a little bit? Did you ever expect them to be this good this fast?
No, not really. I mean, you know, in Mike Wallace's case, I mean, Mike obviously exceeded our expectations. You know, I always tell people if we knew they were that good, they should have been drafted higher. You don't, and you give the credit to the player for, you know, taking his talents and getting the job done. And with Antonio and with Emmanuel, you know, any rookie, if they can contribute, that's great. As they not only contributed, but they've made some big plays along the way. You know, and there's some veterans that they've, you know, quite honestly have replaced as the season's gone on, and that's a good thing. But really, it's a little bit unexpected.
Kevin, who developed? We're talking to Steelers Director of Football Operations, Kevin Colbert, here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Kevin, who is the player that your mind developed or came along the most this season?
You mean of the young players?
Anybody on the team, but of the young guys particularly.
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously Marquise Pouncey. That's been pretty well documented what he's been able to do as a rookie, and again, he exceeded our expectations. But I really think that Rashard Mendenhall, as a third-year running back, has really excelled and given us a real solid runner. I mean, you know, you watch this guy, and I think he's got a chance to be a special back. He's certainly on the way to that, and this season was the, you know, the best evidence of it. So I would say, you know, Pouncey kind of blossomed quicker than we thought. But I thought Rashard Mendenhall really took that step and established himself as a solid NFL running back.
Kevin, you had a chance to become a high-priced free agent, yet you stayed with the Steelers. Can you just talk a little bit about why and why this organization is able to do what it does year after year when other organizations aren't able to do it?
Yeah, Ron, you know, the ownership is unique. It's you know, in professional sports, you don't find ownership like we have here with the Rooney family anywhere else. You know, I've been with two other organizations that had great ownership as well, but, you know, to be able to work for this family in our hometown, you know, I think you'd be a little crazy to try to look for something else, because it's, you know, it's a special place. And, you know, we just hope that we can, as an organization, you know, we hope to bring another championship back to our city and to our fans.
Now, we have a number of carpenters who have said that they're willing to donate if you want to extend that cabinet in the lobby there to put another trophy. A number of carpenters have called this one and said they're willing to donate their services for you. So,
that's a good thing. Hopefully, maybe if they could donate maybe 60 minutes worth of fan support, because we're going to need it on Sunday to, you know, to take care of this task, because Green Bay is certainly a formidable opponent. I think the NFL is going to be pleased with the type of game you're going to see Sunday.
Kevin, it's really gracious of you to join us. We really appreciate it. Thanks so much. Good luck on Sunday, and hopefully we'll be doing the victory dance on Sunday night with you.
All right, guys. You take care.
Thanks, Kevin.